Dr. Gail Saltz is a psychiatrist and a contributor here on Today. Hi, Gail. Good morning.
Good morning, Katie.
You know, I was just thinking as I watched that piece, emotional affairs, in some ways, must be more intoxicating because it's unrequited love.
You're absolutely right. It's that crushy feeling. It's that new love feeling sustained because it never gets consummated that gives you a high that's practically addictive.
So do you think it is as damaging, if not more damaging, than a physical affair? I mean, obviously, you'd prefer to have neither.
I mean, you prefer to have neither. And, of course, if it's both, because often an emotional affair turns into a sexual affair as well, obviously, that's just as devastating. But the point is, say, the one-night stand versus the emotional affair, most people would tell you they're more devastated by the emotional affair because that's really a betrayal of the love of the feeling. It's not so much about the physical act, but what the physical act represents, which is your loving feelings and your intimacy being betrayed.
How do you know if you're in the middle of an emotional affair versus just a close friendship with a colleague or a friend?
You know what? It really has to do with secrecy. It really has to do with deception. Are you telling your spouse or your partner about your meeting, how often you're talking, or are you kind of keeping it a secret by omission? That tells you a lot about what's going on. It's also, do you know that there's basically a sexual attraction, even if it's not spoken about? Are you telling that person lots of things about your life, your intimate feelings, including potentially your marital dissatisfaction that you're not talking with your spouse about? And are you acting in a way that if your partner could see you, you would feel guilty? In other words, if there was a videotape of you're having coffee or you're having a drink or you're talking on the phone, would you actually not be doing and saying what you're doing if your spouse were there?
And it probably is very difficult to be emotionally involved with two people at the same time. So clearly, I could see how this emotional affair could take the place of a marriage and then have even less intimacy in the marriage because you're not sharing
your emotional life. That's right. That's what an emotional affair is about, because basically you are robbing the marriage to give to this other person. You're taking your emotional investment, because we only have so much we can invest, and you're giving it to somebody else, and whether you know it or not, you're growing a distance in your primary relationship.
So what do you do if you feel like you're in the middle of an emotional affair, you feel guilty about it, it is secretive, your spouse would not be happy if he or she knew what was transpiring.
Right.
So how do you get out of it? How do you extricate yourself? Because as I said, it must be incredibly heady for the participants.
It is. But look, the first order of business is admitting to yourself that you're doing it. Because quite honestly, there's tremendous denial. There are so many people out there who are doing this who say, but it's okay because we're not having sex. And that's not the case. So you really have to fess up to yourself that in fact, you are giving all this emotional investment to another person. And then frankly, you have to end it. No, you can't say, we're just going to be friends. It really doesn't work. If you've already crossed that line into lovey-dovey feelings, you just got to go cold turkey. You really can't stay friends. And you've got to be honest with your partner, who probably knows at some level that something's going on. And you need to tell them, I'm sorry, I've taken away from us. I've been giving emotionally to someone else. I'm going to stop that.
And usually they can forgive for that if it hasn't gone into a full-blown affair. We only have a couple seconds left, but how often do these emotional affairs end up being physical ones?
Probably at least half the time. It's basically a continuum, and eventually, if you stay long enough, you're going to make that next move.
All right, so people need to be very aware of what they're getting themselves into.
Absolutely, because you know you often don't realize how much you value your marriage until you're losing it.
That's right. All right, Gail Saltz.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you, Gail.